Today, we'd like to see the title, Be Like Him, in the 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 2, Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What does the phrase of we shall be like Him indicate? Question 2, in verse 9, Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for His seed remains in Him, and He cannot sin, because He has been born of God. What does it mean? Question 3 in verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Why is he who does not love his brother not of God? Why is he who does not love his brother, not of God? First of all, we want to see the background. This author is Apostle John. So he probably, that time, he is very old, you know, over 80 years old. So 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, Apostle John said, If we say, here the audience are born-again Christians, excluding non-Christians. If we say that we, born-again Christians, have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we, as a born-again Christian, make God a liar, and His word is not in us. So even Christians commit sin or commit unrighteousness because of our weakness of flesh. That time is we convict our the guilt feeling. So we confess our sin and repent our sin. We seek forgiveness from the Lord because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Then in the 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, all unrighteousness is a sin, and there is a sin not leading to death. So Apostle John said, all unrighteousness is a sin. So which meaning, no matter what, conflict with the Bible, the standard of God considered as a sin, at the standard of God. So sin, the Greek word hamartia. Hamartia means missed a target, or missed a target of God. So if you met because of certain matter. So mad is a flesh thing, so as God doesn't want. So the madness considered as unrighteousness, so that's a sin. Although it is not sin according to secular law, you know, but according to the Bible is sin. So here sin meaning, so no matter what failure or short over God's standard considered as a sin. Then verse 1 here, Behold, look, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. What manner of love the Father, God the Father, has given to us. That is John chapter 16, For God so loved the world which means here everybody, or the creature created in image of God, that He gave His only begotten Son. So God the Father gave us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to all creatures created in the image of God, that whoever believes in Him
believed in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the greatest love, so John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this. So greatest love given an example than to lay down one's life for his friend. So somebody give life for his friend, that is the greatest love. So Jesus Christ gave his life for us. So that is the greatest love. Then here, that we should be called the children of God. So John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. But as many as received him, or Jesus, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. So whoever believes in Jesus' name is has a right to become the children of God. That is according to the will of God, not the will of a man. Also, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you meaning born-again Christian, did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear for what? Fear for eternal death. But you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Abba means daddy. Abba, Hebrew word, means English word, daddy. So we are adopted children of God based upon our faith in Jesus. Then, therefore, the world does not know us. Here, the world meaning is non-Christian. Non-Christian or unbelievers does not know also. So the group of non-Christians called here the world. So John chapter 16, God so loved the world. Here, the world, it does not mean the group of non-Christian. Here, God so loved the world meaning everybody. So how can I know? We should read in the Bible in context and syntax. So not like, without context, syntax, we might be confused. So in context, the world does not know us, which means the world, the group of non-Christians does not know us, the children of God, or born-again Christian. Why? Because it, the world, did not know him. Did not know Jesus Christ. Why? Because Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus said to Philip, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, known Jesus. Philip, he who has seen me, who has seen Jesus, has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? So which meaning, only through Jesus Christ we can see, we can experience God the Father. Without Jesus Christ, no way we can see God the Father. That's why here, because the world, the group of non-Christian, did not know Jesus, that's why they don't know God, therefore they don't know the children of God. That kind of consequence come out. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but the natural man, or non-Christian, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. So they meaning the things of spiritual things are considered as foolish by non-Christian, nor can be known them. So non-Christian do not know spiritual things because they spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So all Christians has indwelling Holy Spirit, which meaning the Holy Spirit lives in every creature. How long? Forever. Verse 2, Beloved, the Christians, now we are the children of God. Here, now is a present tense. Although we commit sin, although we are imperfect, but here declare now, at the present, we are the children of God, not in future. It means God sees us, the finished being, as Jesus is, conformed into his image fully, completely, not unfinished being. So we are being glorified. We are being sanctified, you know, just as Jesus Christ's image. But when we meet, we see Jesus, when Jesus returns, we are glorified. We have a glorified body. So here, it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. So it does not yet appear what we are going to be until we see the returning Jesus. It is beyond our ability to describe what we shall be. Right now, we describe hardly what we shall be when we meet the returning Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. This is disciple Paul's experience in paradise. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words. So we describe hardly what we shall be. Inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. So disciple Paul's experience is, he said, it is hard, you know, to describe it or to express in human language what happened. That's why he wants to stop, you know, to talk about his experience anymore, because the audience who might misunderstand. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of a man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So we do not see yet, we do not hear yet. Now, Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. That in the ages to come, ages meaning in the generation to come, he might show, Jesus might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So when we meet the returning Jesus Christ, we know that is exceeding riches of his grace is there. Although we cannot express in detail exactly what we are going to be or what we shall be like Jesus Christ. So Christian life is a process of becoming more and more like Christ. The process to sanctify unto glorification. So when we meet the returning Jesus Christ, we are glorified as the same image of Jesus Christ. Although we do not know exactly what we are going to be like Jesus. Verse 3, and everyone who has this hope, what is this hope? In him purifies himself, or purifies himself from sin, just as he is pure. So when we see him, Jesus, as he is, we shall be like him. So this hope, in our expectancy of his return, at any moment, we purify ourselves from all sin or unrighteousness as he is pure. So, for example, sadly, many local churches are not interested in death. which meaning we should have our expectancy or our hope, Jesus' return, at any moment, which meaning after the Bible study, Jesus coming again, or tomorrow morning coming away, that kind of hope we should hope in. Why? The purpose is to purify. You know, so as Jesus, just as Jesus pure. That is God's intention, God's purpose. But sadly, unfortunately, many local churches are not interested in that hope of his return at any moment, because they want to fill the local churches with people rather than to fill the people with God's word and the spirit. So that is really is, should be purpose. The people, God's ship, should be filled with word of God. Why word of God? Because the just lives by faith. Faith is hearing by the word of God. Without word of God, so we cannot live by faith. So also the spirit, not the brain knowledge, that is spiritual, the spirit make us understand God's word. That's why the both of them. So we should have this hope of Jesus' return at any moment, that kind of why. If we have that hope, we purify ourselves from all sin or unrighteousness as Jesus is pure. Why? Because that is God wanted to the soul. That's why. Verse 4, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. Lawlessness, which means violation of law or transgression law. Here, law indicates not secular law. Here, law of God in this context. So, law is the word of God. God is good, holy, and righteousness. And so, the law is good, holy, righteous. Right? So, God is good, holy, righteousness. This is the law of God, the word of God. So, therefore, this law is good, holy, righteousness. The law show us how much desperately we are sinners. Law does not purpose, has a purpose to make us righteous. Rather than the law purpose to show us how much desperately we are sinners. Psalm chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the law is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of law are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. So the law is pure and sure, perfect. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, God shown you, oh man, what is good and what does the law require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So God shows you by law so what is right or what is wrong. But the problem is the all human being cannot keep the law because a human being has a simple nature. Not human keeping the law to make us righteousness. So whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness or commits the violation of law, transgression of law, and sin is lawless. Sin is the violation of law or transgression of law. So that is law show us how much we are sinners. Verse 5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. So Jesus was manifested or was proved to take away our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Also, John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, John here, John the Baptist, not John the Apostle in the context. Behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The sin of the world meaning the sin of the human beings. So the Lamb of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish. Blemish, which means acquired defect. So after the verse, in this context, Jesus commits sin. No acquired defect. And without spot. Spot meaning born defect. So Jesus is a sinless man. So in him, there is no sin. Verse 6, whoever abides in him, which means whoever lives in him, or whoever practices righteousness in Jesus, that one, the next verse indicates, does not sin. So whoever lives in him does not live in sin, or does not practice sin. Although we as Christians commit a sin once, we confess, repent, and seek forgiveness. We are not living in sin or practicing sin or living a simple life. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Whoever lives a sinful life. Then in verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteousness. If after our professions or confessions of faith, we are living a simple life, we are deceiving ourselves. He who practices righteousness or he who lives in righteousness is righteous. Just as he is righteous. Jesus is righteous. Verse 8. He who sins is of the devil. He who practices sin, or he who lives a simple life, belongs to the devil. Is of the devil, belongs to the devil. Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, with Jesus. Old man was gone, was dead, crucified, mortified, that the body of sin might be done away with. Gone, the body of sin. That we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. So we are no longer be slaves of sin, but slaves of the Lord, Jesus Christ, who is righteous. Then, devils had sinned from the beginning. For the purpose, the Son of God was manifested or shown that he might destroy the works of the devil. So destroy the works of the devil. So how to overcome tempting situation or unrighteous habits? Our weakness give the devil a prey. So how? Number one, seek and pray for the power of the Spirit and the Word of God to Almighty the Lord. Number two, free from tempting situation or unrighteous habits to the victorious Lord. Number three, seek the help of Christians for God because we are the children of God. So Jesus already got victory, the power of the devil by resurrection. That's why sometimes we are tempting or we have unrighteous habit. In that case, we should seek and pray the power of the Spirit and the Word of God, the relevant, applicable Word of God, then we should be free from tempting situation or unrighteousness, heavy, to victorious Lord. Then, if needed, if necessary, seek the help of Christians for God, because we are the children of God. Verse 9, whoever has been born of God does not sin. So here, does not sin, which means does not practice sin, does not live in sin, or does not live a sinful life, because his seed remains in him. So his seed is incorruptible seed, is in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All the things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. So we are new creatures, new creation. So therefore, he cannot sin. So we are new creature. We cannot sin, which meaning we cannot practice sin. We cannot live in sin. So if we commit sin, so it convicts us because of Christian conscience. So that's why immediately we confess the sin in a weeping. So that's why we cannot live in sin. So verse 10, in this meaning in the so far is Apostle John talked about, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested, are shown. Whoever does not practice righteousness, does not live in righteousness, is not of God, not born of God, through Jesus Christ. So a piece of evidence is not of God here. Evidence here, nor is he who does not love his brother. So whether or not you love your brother or you hate your brother, that is a piece of evidence. If you hate your brother, that a piece of evidence is not of God, or not born of God through Jesus Christ, does not belong to God. Here, love is agape. Agape is God's love. God's love, which meaning this love owned by only God. So, human beings have three lovers. Number one, Eros. Eros meaning is lust, physical lust, is sexual love, Eros. Number two is Stoge. Stoge, parents' love of children. That's Stoge. The fourth love, Phileo. Phileo is brothers and friends' love. That is a human being. But Christian has, in addition, love. That's agape. Agape love only coming from God, the Holy Spirit. Because the fruit of the Holy Spirit is agape love. Agape love is unconditional love. So agape love, by agape love, we can love even enemy. Because of unconditional love. So Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40 said, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. So basically, in the Old Testament, and a lot of commandments, so that is atypical of all the commandments is the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, number one up to number four, the relationship with God. The number five up to number ten, that is relationship with neighbor. So Jesus, a summation of the Ten Commandments. First, love God. Second is love your neighbor as yourself. This is a commandment, Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So here, whether or not you love another is evidence to fulfill the law, to fulfill the commandments. So that's why here, if you hate your brother, so you are not belonging to God. Because God's commandment to love God and love neighbor as yourself, that is a great command. How can I know? So we can see whether or not you love your brother or not. So here, brother meaning born again Christian. Brother meaning neighbor is including non-Christian. Neighbor definition, whoever who needs help. Yeah. How can I know that? Because the Good Samaritan, Jesus explained. So whoever who needs help, considered as a neighbor. That times one guy, robbed by thief, robber, that he is a neighbor. So that kind of a sense here, brother. So verse 11 said, for this is the message that you heard from beginning, that we should love one another. The beginning meaning when you become a Christian, the beginning. So verse 10 here is, okay, now it's verse 12. Not as Cain who was of the wicked one. So Cain, here, rhetorical question. Cain belonged to wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteousness. So Cain, who was of the wicked one, because Cain had envy, jealousy, leads to murder. Because both of them made offering to God, but God accepted Abel's offering. Why? Because Abel's offering by faith. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying over his gift, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. So Abel's faith is in offering is accounted to be righteous. Cain's no faith in offering is accounted to be evil. That's why his works were evil, which meaning Cain's offering without faith considered is evil. But his brother's offering with faith, because faith itself considered or counted to be righteous. So how come we are righteous? Because of faith in Jesus Christ. Because of that faith is accounted to be righteous person. That's the same context. Also, the life of people who live for God by itself exposes to shame and convict those who don't. And they don't like the feeling of shame or convictions, so they hate you. Like light and darkness. Light coming out, darkness automatically coming away. That causes the conflict one. So if a Christian who live for Christ, that is life itself exposed to shame, convict other people who don't live for Christ. Yeah. That's why they don't like their feeling over shameful feeling or conviction feeling. They don't like it, that kind of feeling. That's why they hate foreign Christians. That kind of context here we can see. Okay, it's a question answer in verse 2. Behold, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What does the phrase of we shall be like him indicate? When Jesus is returning, so we are having the same image as the Lord Jesus Christ as he is in this context. Question 2 in verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. What does it mean? So whoever has been born of God through Jesus Christ does not sin, meaning does not practice sin or does not live a simple life for his seed. So the God's seed, or Jesus Christ, remains in him. In him meaning in a born-again Christian. He cannot sin. So the born-again Christian cannot practice sin or cannot live a simple life because he has been born of God. Born of God meaning through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, born of God. So question to in verse 10. In this Apostle John's explanation, the children of God, the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Why is he who does not love his brother not of God? Because the love of your neighbor is God's commandment, the greatest commandment. So whether or not you love your neighbor is whether or not you commit, you know, Jesus' commandments. That's why it's, if you hate your brother born again Christian, is do not belong to God, as God doesn't want. So let's just sing song all together. The bulletin, the last song, page 2, number 3.